Hare Krishna. Everyone seems to be ecstatic this morning for the morning program, first day of Kartik. Anyway, we started yesterday, but continuing from today. So, we're reading this morning from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 9, text number 290. To 300, actually. Quite a few of them got no purports. We'll try our best to do something. So, I seek the blessings from all the Vaishnavas present here today so I can say something of value for myself and for all of you. So, we continue from 290. Just want to give a little understanding of what went on, like two texts away. Lord Chaitanya is traveling now, South India. This is like practically just little less than half the book for his travels to South India. So there was, as he was traveling, you know, Lord Chaitanya's beauty attracts all the people of the world at that time. So as he was traveling, at this point he was in a place called Pandarapura. So a Brahmin saw Lord Chaitanya, was very attracted by his beauty and invited him for prasadam. So Lord Chaitanya went there, he finished his prasadam. And then he said, I know someone that's, you know, in another place not far from here. And his name was Sri Rangapuri. So I'd like to go and visit him. This is where the story starts. And we're going to continue from there. Actually, he went over and he met Sri Rangapuri. And this whole chapter is about the association of devotees, actually. It's amazing stories, pastime. And Lord Chaitanya sets the scene for us how we should appreciate devotees, how we should speak to them, how we should care for them. You know, it's a very personal thing. I took back something very interesting from Kartik Chandra. He gave a class last week. And he said, the touchstone, it's very interesting that the touchstone, that anything touches turns into gold. But again, he said that what is the rare thing that a touchstone cannot do? Does anyone remember? Sorry? Exactly, produce another touchstone. But devotees, they are exceptional. A devotee, just by looking, speaking, or, you know, can make devotees all over the world expand. Like Srila Prabhupada, one person, he came to the West just single-handedly, not a lot of money, but he persevered. He went through a lot of hardships, a lot of austerity. But devotees need determination, conviction, and faith. These are the three things we need to have. Irrespective of high waters, whatever the case may be, but we need this determination to keep us going. There'll be a lot of challenges along the way, but we have to have this firm faith. It's very, very important. So we just read or go on in a tangent. Okay, text 290. Itabali, we'll read all this until we come to 300, which is on the board. We can read that. Time is 25 past 8, anyway. After saying this, Sri Rangapuri lifted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu up and embraced him. As they embraced shoulder to shoulder, they both cry in ecstasy. Isn't that amazing? You just see somebody and you get into ecstasy, and you go on the floor, and you stay there, You can't even wake up. You're crying your eyes out in ecstasy because you've seen this person after a long time. And furthermore, well, this person wasn't any ordinary person. He was actually the disciple of Madhavendrapuri. So he was actually like more seen in this term, in the Leela, so to say. He was more senior than Lord Chaitanya. So here he bends down and he picks Lord Chaitanya up. So this morning I had a little tinge of an iota of this experience. No qualification. We cannot imitate these pastimes. They're very esoteric and very high. So this morning I experienced something, a tiny, tiny spark. I was here for Mangalarti and I saw a devotee. I saw this devotee for after 8 years, and I looked at her and she looked at me. And then we embraced each other. Really embraced, I mean, shoulder to shoulder, of course, we embraced each other. But I couldn't go on the floor crying my eyes out. I couldn't shed tears crying and crying. I couldn't do that. I'm not, you know, you're not on that level. So I'll read a story later in the book. This is about the awakening of spontaneous devotional service by Shivram Maharaj, beautiful book. He tells, it's all about spontaneous devotional service within ISKCON, actually, how Srila Prabhupada trained us in the art of devotional service, how we should go, like, step by step, following the process of the parampara, the spiritual masters, and as our acharyas given us the process to follow. So, yeah, so this devotee's name, I can tell her name. I don't think she will mind. No? Her name is Chitrarata. Very nice. She was here 8 years ago, and my heart fell for it. It was so nice to see devotees so long. So I just want to encourage devotees that when you see, not because you're seeing somebody after a long time, devotees means speaking. It's not so hard to say Hari Bol, hello, or give a smile. It doesn't cost anything. Some, you know, we got all this modern technology to talk to each other. But what do? We send messages, we glorify somebody, and we don't get one word. It's very difficult. And we need to speak. We need to love each other, show care, and show appreciation. And when you show appreciation and love for each other, then what happens? You get reciprocation. You definitely, because we're all persons, we're not impersonalists. We have to acknowledge every individual, whether they are younger than us, whether they are peers. When they're younger, of course, you give them guidance. When they're your peers, then you befriend them. You make friends. And then when they're senior, older, then you give respect. You offer, like Lord Chaitanya, how he's setting the example here. Perfect example for us to follow. So, yeah, it's very important that we communicate with devotees. Devotees are very, very rare. Very rare. So we have to be able to appreciate and acknowledge. After some moments, they came to their senses and became patient. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed Sri Rangapuri about his relationship with Ishwarapuri. So they sobered up a little bit when Lord Chaitanya, rose. And then he started explaining to him about Ishwarapuri, because Ishwarapuri was Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, and Ishwarapuri was the godbrother of Sri Rangapuri. So in this way, he was telling him about Ishwarapuri. I've got to read something because there's a tendency of forgetting. Okay. It's good to read from the... Sometimes you make a mistake, you forget, you know. Jara is not a good thing for people that are, you know, advancing. So Ishvara Puri is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He became the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ishvara Puri served his spiritual master with so much attention that he was old. When Madhavendra Puri was very old and he couldn't take care of himself, Ishvara Puri was completely sold out to his spiritual master. He was serving him hand and foot. He was constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, telling him stories about Krishna all the time, pleasing his guru in every way. And then when his guru left, he received the treasure of Krishna Prema from his spiritual master. And Ishvara Puri considered himself as the Sudra of the lowest class. He was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu honored him by taking initiation from him. One day when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his samadhi, he got ecstatic symptoms, really, you know, were loving exchanges with his spiritual master. So he picked up some dust from there and he kept this dust and he was taking a little bit of dust every day from then on. So this is when one time when this was when he was performing his pastime Madhavendra Puri, when he personally, when he went to Lord Chaitanya one day, Ishvara Puri went to see Lord Chaitanya one day. He cooked personally for him. He cooked and he served him. He offered sandalwood paste, fragrant flowers, garlands, and all this. So he was showing etiquette. I mean, he's the supreme. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme personality of Godhead. He doesn't have to do all these things. But he set the example. He set the example for all of us to follow. So a little bit about Madhavendra Puri. He was the disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha, coming down from the line of Madhya Gaudiya. Before that, Krishna was worshipped on his own, as the devotee was saying, Shamananda was saying yesterday, in Udupi, you can still see Krishna worshipped on his own. And from Madhavacharya sprouted the process of conjugal relationships and devotional service to Radha and Krishna. So this has come from Madhavendra Puri right down to Ishvara Puri, who imparted it to Lord Chaitanya. So in December 16, Prabhupada was giving a class. He emphasized the prayer of Madhavendra Puri, who said, "Oh Lord, my prayer to you, for three times a day, whether bathing, sitting down, I remember Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, and therefore he feels sure to be freed from all sinful bondage. He feels this sufficient for him, and he's not going to do anything but serve Krishna." One time he was actually asking the demigods for forgiveness, apologizing with the demigods, saying, "I'm really sorry, I can't give you respects or worship you. My one focus is Krishna. I can't do anything about that." So, yeah. And then, of course, you know the story. The devotee gave the story about Madhavendra Puri, who was, he was so exalted, so, you know, powerful, that Krishna actually came in his dreams, and Krishna even served him personally. You heard the story about how Gopal was covered, you know, in a mound of sand and trees and all that, and he came in a dream and asked to be re-excavated and installed in a temple, and how he was asked Madhavendra Puri to go to Jagannath Puri to bring sandalwood because he was feeling hot, warm from the warm weather. And then Then Madhavendra Puri was fasting for some time, sitting under a tree, and this little coward boy comes with some milk. And he said to Madhavendra Puri, "Why are you fasting? In this village, no one fasts. Everyone, you know, eats and satisfies their palate." And then Madhavendra Puri goes to the temple of Gopinath. He sits outside and he sees the 7 pots of kheer coming in for the deities. And he's looking and he's thinking, "Oh my God, I wish I could have taste at least one of them. You know, if I taste it, I can make the same for Gopal." He wasn't even thinking about himself. He was thinking of the deity of Gopal. So, and then he realized, what am I thinking? The deities haven't even tasted this. So he left the place. He was so embarrassed, he left the place. So these are the stories, you know, they go on and on. There's such beautiful pastimes that come about. We'll continue here. So this is about Ishvara Puri, and then there's text 292. They, Adbhuta Premara Vandya Tuhara Hoilila Duhi Manye Kari Duhi Ananda Vasila. They were both inundated by the wonderful ecstasy of love that was aroused in them. Finally, they sat down and respectfully began to converse. So they're still in ecstasy. They have this loving exchange. They so much in awe and reverence. Lord Chaitanya is in awe and reverence. And Sri Ranga Puri is also the same. And they're experiencing ecstatic symptoms. So sometimes when we have senior devotees as friends, this may happen. It may appear that we're breaking the etiquette of respecting seniors. But sometimes the relationship is so deep and you feel so much happiness and love for the devotee, even though they may be senior. Of course, you wouldn't do that to your spiritual master. That's on another level. Talking about senior devotee like Prabhupada's disciples, grand disciples, sometimes the relationship might be more like a peer. And that's not bad. It's not, you know, offensive to be close or having like a relationship like a peer with a Prabhupada disciple if they treat you the same way. So it's a two-way thing, you know, you feel. Like, say, I'm on a Srimad Bhagavatam group, and we have, like, I think about 6 Srila Prabhupada disciples on that group. And it's so difficult, you know, they always say, we are all Vaishnavas, we all, you know, serving Krishna together. When we try to praise them or glorify them, they just bring us down to size. Don't do this. We all, you know, Vaishnavas, we all serving. We all one family. They're so humble, full of humility. And when we see this devotee, because we're reading with them, we're discussing with them, then it brings about a relationship of sweetness, of happiness, of wanting to share. And then you can embrace the devotee. And there's such a nice exchange. So sometimes you can, like what Lord Chaitanya is doing here, is embracing Sri Ranga Puri, although he's very much his senior. He's the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Ishvara Puri is his godbrother. So, you know, he's just showing by example the different relationship you can have with devotees. As explained in Nectar of Devotion, the 6 exchanges, giving and exchanging gifts, giving and exchanging prasadam, and what else is there? Revealing one's mind in confidence. Inquiring subject. Yeah, that's the same, isn't it? Yeah. So these are the things, you know, if we read, we understand how to serve and how to associate with devotees. 293. Dui jane Krishna kata kai ratridini, e mata gunele pancha satadini, In this way, they discuss topics about Lord Krishna continually for 5 to 7 days. How is that possible? How is that possible? We get tired like for half an hour listening to class. Or evening, we can't even, you know, evening we got other things. Or sometimes you do once a year, you do seven, they call it 7 day sapta, where you sit and listen. But this was like 5, no stopping, you know, for 5 to 7 days they were discussing. Of course, Krishna's pastimes is unlimited. You can discuss, I don't know what part of the pastime, but anyway, any pastimes that discuss about Krishna is nectar. So they were discussing 5 to 7 days all about Krishna consciousness, Krishna and his pastimes. That must have been ecstatic for them. So in text 294, yeah, but you know, this association of devotees again, I know Chintamani Dham and Krishna Dham, they love reading text, knowing where you're getting it from, how to do it, association. They always talk about Sangha, association with devotees, how to discuss, how to go deep into the topics of Krishna consciousness. So this is what they explain. So we should try and form little Sanghas, little groups, and discuss Krishna consciousness. Silence doesn't mean you zip it, you zip your mouth. Silence means discussing topics about Krishna consciousness. Anything you talk about Krishna is silence. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? Of silence I am? Secrets. Yeah. And of austerity I am? Japa. Isn't it? Text 294, Kotaki Pure Tandre, Puchila Janmastana, Gosani Kuti Kahina, Navadvipa Namam. Translation, out of curiosity, Sri Rangapuri asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about his birthplace. And the Lord informed him that it was Navadvipa Dham. So this is out of curiosity. I mean, you know, these devotees are all associates of Lord Chaitanya in the spiritual world. He brought all these people down to, I'll read what he says. It's beautiful. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, I think I wrote. Okay, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikanda 2, explains that the Lord, out of his compassion for the unfortunate souls, arranged for pure Vaishnavas to take birth in impious lands and in impious families so that they can purify everyone. Sometimes you get, like, in a family, you get... The family may not be practicing Krishna consciousness. None of them might be practicing. But one maybe, you know, 5 or 6 in the family, out of them, one may be practicing. And then, like even Prabhupada, I mean, his family, well, you don't hear so much about his family, but he stood out within his family. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed for a son so he can take, you know, take this Krishna consciousness for further. So, yeah, sometimes it doesn't matter what family you are born or where you are born, because we all are coming down here with our own package, so to say. We all have our own karma in life to perform in this material world. Who's in what family, who's where, we don't really know, because we only remember what we know in this lifetime. So if we're the only one in a family, then it's the duty of us, once we awaken, when the dormant love for Krishna is awakened in our heart, then we should take it as our duty to give this to others. Very important. We cannot hoard what we have. We have to give. Give to others what we have to make them fortunate. So it explains that the Lord, I've read that. The birthplace of a holy person becomes a place of pilgrimage. Lord Chaitanya took his birth in Navadvip. Hence, the whole place became so beautiful. Navadvip became so beautiful. And then by the grace of Mother Saraswati, there were like so many advanced devotees there that had knowledge about the Vedic literature. And then when he was taking his birth, there were thousands, even though there was an eclipse at that time, there were hundreds of thousands of people taking their bath in the Ganges at that time. And because this was in preparation for Lord Chaitanya's descent. And it's explained that the Ganges is a place for purification. So these people, they were in anxiety about this eclipse as well. So they thought being in the Ganges were protecting them from, you know. So we got 296 we are on. Shri 295. Shri Madhavapuri Rasange Shri Rangapuri Purvesha Ashila Teno Natyak Nagari. Shri Rangapuri had formerly gone to Navadvip with Shri Madhavendrapuri, and he therefore remembered the incidents that had taken place. So Shri Rangapuri was accompanying his spiritual master, Madhavendrapuri, when they also went to the place at the same time when Lord Chaitanya descended. So they experienced this, the descent of Lord Chaitanya, and was very ecstatic. 296, Jagannath Mishra Gari Bhiksha E Karila Apurva Mochara Ganta Tahan Ye Kahila. As soon as Sri Rangapuri recalled Navadvip, he also recalled accompanying Sri Madhavendrapuri to the house of Jagannath Mishra, where Sri Rangapuri had taken lunch. He even remembered the taste of an unprecedented curry made of banana flowers. So he's remembering very clearly. Sachimata was a very good cook, exceptionally good cook. You can see now by cooking the banana flowers, it stuck in the mind of Sri Rangapuri. He recalled, yes, I've tasted this so delicious food that she cooked. So also when Lord Chaitanya came after shaving his head before he took sannyas, he came over to Advaita Acharya's place. And Advaita Acharya was cooking sumptuous meals, so many varieties he was cooking in honor of Lord Chaitanya. So still while he was cooking, he sent a palanquin to bring Mother Sachi Devi to the place. So when Mother Sachi came to Advaita Acharya's house, actually Advaita Acharya was also the disciple of Madhavendrapuri. So, yeah, and Mother Sachi, she took over the cooking, and they made an exotic, sumptuous feast for everyone at that time. So they say, I don't know if what they say, there's the proverb about food. What they say, a man's through his stomach? The way to, yes. I was thinking a way to a man's heart is through the stomach. So actually, someone told me that Prabhupada said, for a woman, she needs to be chaste and she needs to be a good cook. So cooking is very important for a lady. So ladies, you have to learn how to cook because you don't want your mother-in-law to, chastise you. Like Radharani would prep for Krishna. every day she would make a different prep, every day, to please the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Mother Yashoda asked her to take over the cooking for Krishna. Okay, 297. Jagannathera brahmanateha mahapavitra vatsalya hainateha yena jagat mata. Sri Rangapuri also remembered the wife of Jagannath Misra. She was very devoted and chaste. As for affection, she was exactly like the mother of the universe. So yes, Sachi Mata was a very chaste lady. Good cook, chaste lady, and also loved feeding. Feeding. That's the nature of a woman. She should be feeding, loving. That this is to call, you know, just think how I can serve. And the only way a woman can serve is through prasadam. And Prabhupada says that, you know, especially grihastas, they should always invite the senior devotees, sannyasis, devotees to their house. And other places in Shastra, it says you shouldn't be eating unless you go on the street and shout three times, is there anyone hungry? Is there anyone hungry? Is there anyone hungry before you eat? We don't do all these things, but at least we can cook and feed. When I used to, work in the kitchen, serve in the kitchen, and when big feasts came along, I used to relish just watching the faces of the devotees eating. That used to be my, you know, happiness. Just watching the devotees smiling and taking prasadam. So we have to be able to, you know, that's, Prabhupada called this a cooking religion. So all the time we serving food, isn't it? Serving food. So food for life, serving food. 298. Radhane nipuna tansama nahi tubhavane putra sama sneha karina sanyasi bojane. He also remembered how Sri Jagannath Misra's wife, Sachi Mata, was expert in cooking. He recalled that she was very affectionate toward the sannyasis and fed them exactly like her own sons. So it's explained that it's very difficult to actually think about this and observe this, because when Lord Chaitanya was there at the big do, after he shaved up and Sachi Mata was there, she took Lord Chaitanya and she put him on her lap. It's very difficult. He was like 24 at this time, right? And she put him on his lap, and she was like, to a mother, to parents, no matter the child is 50, 60, the son or the daughter is 50 or 60, that's always their child. I know your mother and Sita, your parents are the same. Always take you like little kids. And that's so sweet, actually. She sat him on her lap, Lord Chaitanya, and because all his curls, his locks, were gone, she was, you know, just caressing his head. And she felt very despondent. She couldn't feel, you know, she felt his bald head, really. And then she kept on doing that, and he left. When he left, and she said to Advaita Acharya, what are my children doing? You know, my oldest son, Vishwarup, without telling me, he just left. He left home. And now this other son, you know, who's so close to my heart, he's going to leave me. What am I supposed to do? Who am I going to cook for? So then they came to a conclusion that, okay, she said, I don't want my son being criticized after taking sannyas to be too much with his family or his mother, you know, taking care of him so closely. So she said, okay, what he can do is go to Jagannath Puri, which is not so far away. And then in that way, I can still cook and send it, you know, to him with the other associates. So in that way, the other devotees, they were satisfied that she let him go in one sense. Yeah. So, oh, Okay, we'll go on to 300. Oh my God, it's 5 to 9. So we covered most of the areas. Text 300 we know. Eti te sankara rinya siddhi prapti oila prastave shri rangapuri ete kakahila. Eti te sankara nanya siddhi prapti oila prastave shri kapuri ete kakahila. Just one more time. Eti te sankara ranya siddhi prapti oila prastave shri rangapuri ete ke kaila. So I'll just read the translation because there's not much time. Eti te, in this holy place, sankara ranyera, of sankara ranya, siddhi prapti, attainment of perfection. Oila became fulfilled. Prastavi, in the course of conversation. Sri Rangapuri, Sri Rangapuri, Etika, thus, Kahila, spoke. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Rangapuri informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the sannyasi named Shankara Aranya had attained perfection in that holy place, Pandarapura. Please repeat. Sri Rangapuri informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the sannyasi named Shankara Aranya had attained perfection in that holy place, Pandarapura. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother was named Vishwarup. He left home before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and accepted the sannyas order under the name of Shankara Aranya Swami. He traveled all over the country and finally went to Pandarapur, where he passed away after attaining perfection. In other words, he entered the spiritual world after giving up his mortal body at Pandarapur. Sri Rangapuri, a disciple of Sri Madhavendrapuri and godbrother of Ishwarapuri, disclosed this important news to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we went through all that. We talked about it in detail. So now we can have like little discussion. If you have any questions, if you want, you know, have anything more you want to add to the class, you're welcome to do so. This is a beautiful narrations of how one should associate with devotees, how one should respect devotees, all these things, and examples are given here. And of course, I want to read quickly what His Holiness Shivaram Maharaj says. Where did I put that book? Oh, sorry. Yeah. So it's very important when a devotee is advancing. We sing like the samsara prayers every morning to the Supreme Lord, worshipping the spiritual master. And then he mentions here how when we want to make further advancement and we're thinking about the pastimes of Krishna and we're imparting knowledge, then you think about the fifth verse of the Guru Vastum, fifth and sixth. Sri Radhikama Davayorapara Madhurya Lila Gunarupa Namnam Pratikshanasva Danalola Pasha Vande Guru Sri Sajanaravam. The spiritual master is always anxious to hear and chant about the wonderful pastimes between Radhika and Madhava, which are all in the modes of loving exchanges, Madhurya Lila, as well as about the quality, names, and form. The spiritual master aspires after relishing these things at every moment. I offer my respectful obeisances to such a spiritual master. So when we are thinking about the pastimes, conjugal pastimes, Madhurya Leela, all these very intimate pastimes of Lord Krishna, then we have to always go through the spiritual master. the spiritual master has written so many books, so much knowledge is given us, so we in safe ground. We can't become sages, we can't take the holy name cheaply, because we're following in Guru Parampara. It's very, very important. And then the next one, Nikunja Yuno Ratikeli Siddhya Yayali Biyutiya Piksaniya Tatra Didaksya Rativalabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanara Vrindam. So you're seeing the spiritual master assisting the gopis. This is a very high subject matter. Only when you go through the spiritual master you can understand this. We cannot go with our own knowledge. So the spiritual master is very much expert in assisting the gopis who are engaged in the perfection of Radha and Krishna's conjugal affairs. So now we got all these beautiful books by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. They're coming up one after one on all the nectar of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, but all the acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti, there's Raghunathas, there's Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, or the six Goswami. So many books are there for us to relish. But I was mentioning how we should go through by the spiritual master, and then Maharaj actually says here, within ISKCON, how we can develop spontaneous devotion. So I'll just read the small bit, then I'll let you off, sorry. Since Lord Chaitanya's mission was to introduce to the world spontaneous devotion in the wake of Rajvasis, because this whole verse is talking about ecstasy, the highest form of ecstasy, conjugal relationship with devotees, loving relationships. So he's writing this for us to be very careful how we go forward, not with our own knowledge, with our own mind, but through, a guru. Since Lord Chaitanya's mission was to introduce to the world spontaneous devotion in the wake of Vrajvasis, there can be little doubt that this is also the mission of Krishna consciousness movement. This is what we are seeking as well. For like Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, Lord Chaitanya, they're all going in the, we are trying to follow in their footsteps, going like devotees are going in that direction as well. So we're all trying to follow Raghunuga Bhakti. But he explains here that without Vaidhi Bhakti, you cannot attain Raghunuga Bhakti. You have to follow the rules and regulations, abide by the instructions, follow the orders of the spiritual master, and then slowly, slowly, as Lord Chaitanya gave the Sikshastakam, only 8 verses he left. The first one is, Chaito Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadeva Agni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyojavan Jivanam Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Punamita Svartanam Saravatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So by chanting of this holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, all the dust accumulated in the heart from, I don't know how many lifetimes, and we are so very fortunate sitting here. We got this. This is like the touchstone itself, actually. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is so powerful because we take it for granted. We don't know the power of the holy name. It's so powerful. And if we take it to heart, then in due course of time, we will reach that goal that we're seeking through the instructions, through the association, to the knowledge of the spiritual master. We will get there. You have to say, I can and I will. You have to have that determination. Determination, conviction, and faith. Or if you have these three, nothing can stop you. nothing. No one can stop you. You just have one focus. There's so many challenges in life. We're always faced with challenges. But if you have these three, then, and you think these challenges are coming to give me a wake-up call, that's all it is. Krishna is very kind. He only gives us challenges, so it's a wake-up call for us. It's a purification for us, but it's a wake-up call. What are you doing? You know, go to the next step. And after we finish, we face the challenges, then we say to ourselves, it wasn't that bad after all, but when we're in it, we're drowning, you know, we feel we can't survive. But when we come out, it wasn't so bad after all. Because we're devotees and we, you know, take shelter of Krishna. Sorry, I'm going on and on here. Anyone have any questions or comments? Anything to add? Okay, Chandraraj Srimad, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Go Premanande. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.